And with us, Shulamis Pollack, camp psychologist, and Tamima Diamond Jaffe, behavior ABA, I am told.
Hello.
That is the title that I've been given. Pleasure to welcome you both to JM and the AM.
Boker tov.
How's the summer been so far?
Oh, it is as bright and sunny in Camp Hask as it has ever been, both literally and figuratively. It is a wonderful summer. Thank God we are very blessed.
And at what point do you know that it's a good summer? Does it take getting off the bus? Does it take the first night? Does it take the first Shabbos? At what point do you say, you know what? This is a really good summer so far.
So I think it happens even before we get off the bus. I think it's this feeling in the air before we come to camp that we are going to make this the best summer ever. And, you know, if you build it, he will come. Right? What movie was that from?
Field of Dreams
way back when. I think we have that energy all year round. Like, this is going to be the best summer ever before it even starts. And then we make it happen. And we do. And it is happening before our very eyes.
Have you had a lot of interesting, this is for both of you, really. Have you had a lot of interesting, I don't know what word to use. Is it cases or situations? Maybe that's a better word. This summer that you may not have had in previous ones. Does a new summer always come with new challenges in your two areas?
So every new summer comes with its own new set of not just challenges, but excitements and opportunities. And this summer we have had a fair amount of veterans returning, but we also have a fair amount of new counselors in camp. And what I have found magical this summer is there are a whole bunch of bunks that have no returning counselors in them. And the energy in that bunks is as remarkable as if we've had five returning counselors. The new counselors have just jumped in with so much energy to learn and to grow. I am finding the energy amongst the staff to do things that they've never done before, to be really out of this world.
Amazing. Agreed?
Yes.
What can you tell us about this, especially when it comes to new situations, cases, and circumstances in Camp Hask?
I guess working with all the new counselors is definitely, could be a struggle, but this year they're very strong counselors, and they're all willing to work with us.
You know, I can answer for Tamima's team also that this is the first year that all of her team are returning Camp Hask staff members. So even though Tamima's here through Encore, which is an outside agency that we partner with, all of her staff, her entire team, are returning Hask staff members. Hask counselors, Hask paras from previous summers. So it's a team of people that knew what they were getting into and are excited to be here.
And this is one of those camps where when people get off the bus, the adjustment is hardly any adjustment. And in your situation, certainly, if you have a staff that, you know, has been here before. And it must be amazing, like snap of a finger and everything's operating the way it's supposed to immediately, right?
Yeah, it definitely helps when they're reoccurring staff members.
Yeah, and all the typical stuff, and I say it that way with the greatest respect to the counselors, but first nights are always hard, and their anticipation, even I guess for some veterans, right? It's not just the rookies, even the veterans sometimes 10 months later have to re-up themselves to get into the entire routine. So you've been dealing with those, I assume, at the beginning of camp also, right?
Of course.
And look, one of the things that we say to our counselors is that it's normal to have an experience that varies from, just like parenting does, I'm having a great day, to I'm having a really hard day, to I'm so excited, to I'm so tired. And the beauty in it is that when you love what you're doing and you're committed to doing a good job, you find the strength to be great no matter what's happening. But to learn, if I'm really tired, I take a break and I swap another counselor in. If I'm having a hard day, I take a minute and I go take a shower. The ability to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of our campers.
Also, as parents know, don't expect every kid to be like this kid. Don't expect this bunk or this camper to be like ones you've had in the past, right?
Correct.
So, you know, people think that, you know, it's a cookie cutter type thing. Ain't like that at all.
No, it is so colorful. We are colorful and we are brilliant, and each bunk has their own dynamic, and each bunk is allowed to struggle their own way. You know, and just like they say in a good marriage, you know, if you don't fight, what kind of marriage is it? But you have to fight well, and you have to learn to fight fair, and that's what happens in camp. You can struggle, and it's hard, and it's meant to be hard. These kids are 18, 19, 20-year-olds, and all of a sudden they're parents of 3, 4, 5 kids with special needs. When some of them have never, to be honest, changed a diaper before. They've never babysat before. Some of our counselors, they're brand new at taking care of another human being. And it's meant to be hard. And they learn how to work through the hard things and to really shine in the moments of joy. And to take it as a package deal that they are willing to jump into and thrive with.
Well, I'm a great admirer of theirs and great admirer of yours, because the support system that you guys provide for them must be so valuable and priceless for them. My thanks to Shulamis Pollack and Tamima Diamond Jaffe. Continued success this summer at Hask.
Amen, amen, amen.
Great to see you. More coming up here at JM in the AM.